3.5 years ago, in April of 2009, the town of L'Aquila in central Italy was struck by a 6.3 magnitude earthquake.
It hit in the middle of the night, and it was a big one. It lasted several minutes.
The rescue operations are still on the search for survivors.
You're talking about some 10,000 to 15,000 buildings that are unsafe to go back into.
It was certainly an earthquake that was felt all over central Italy. I felt it here in Rome.
Over 1,000 people were injured in that quake. Over 300 lost their lives. It was a big one. Now, typically, when there is an earthquake, the cops don't turn the place into a crime scene, no matter how tragic the aftermath. But yesterday, an Italian court found six scientists and one government official guilty of manslaughter, sentencing them to 6 years in prison. The public prosecutor, Fabio Pacuti, had accused the defendants of giving, quote, inexact, complete, and contradictory information about whether some small tremors should have constituted grounds for an official earthquake warning. Dr. Roger Musson is head of the Seismic Hazard and Archives at the British Geological Survey. His newest book is called The Million Death Quake. He was anxious to comment for us on the prospect of getting arrested in Italy for being a seismologist.
Well, it's really quite surprising, and the seismological community worldwide is in a bit of a state of shock from this judgment. And these were six scientists who are at the top of their profession, who were called upon to give their best judgment as to the likelihood that these small earthquakes would turn into a big one. They gave their best pronouncement on the basis of the evidence that was available to them at the time. And this is the result. It's something that really we haven't seen before.
Let's go to the language of the public prosecutor, who said that these seismologists gave inexact, incomplete, and contradictory information. Now, is he describing some sort of abuse of the profession, or is it in fact the case that seismologists mostly speak in inexact, incomplete, and contradictory terms?
Well, when one's dealing with natural hazards, and it's not just a matter of earthquakes, but any sort of natural phenomenon that is that can cause a disaster, inexactness is the nature of the business. You don't have certainty. So inevitably, scientists have to give information in terms of probabilities, and you see this just in the weather forecast. If the weather forecast for tomorrow is a 40% chance of rain, is that an inexact expression? But it's the only way that a meteorologist can express the fact, well, it might rain or it might not, and the balance of probability is against it. But that doesn't mean to say that it's impossible. And this is the way that you have to communicate information when you're talking about natural hazards, and particularly earthquakes, which, and at least in the weather, you can see what's going to happen. But earthquakes happening underground, it's very difficult to understand exactly what the pressure on individual faults is.
What's the philosophy of when to warn and when not to warn? And I don't know if there's any clarity about this in the profession, but do you err on the side of warning too much and run the risk of sort of numbing people to the idea of warnings, and then when the big one hits, boom, you've got a real problem? Or do you show restraint and only warn when you're absolutely certain?
Well, this is not something that perhaps has been debated enough. And after this case, then there's going to be a lot of discussion about this, I think. On the one hand, if you're overly pessimistic, then you get accused of being alarmist, and you get discredited in that way. On the other hand, you don't want to be over-optimistic and whitewash the situation, which is what these scientists are rather unfairly being accused of, partly because the one guy who wasn't a scientist, the government official, gave a television interview in which he said something that was actually scientifically wrong and did give people false assurance that an earthquake was less likely than normal, which was not the case.
Dr. Roger Musson, head of the Seismic Hazard and Archives at the British Geological Survey. More reaction. The head of Italy's disaster body stepped down today. Luciano Maiani is one of the world's leading physicists, a former director general of the CERN Nuclear Research Center in Switzerland. He told the media, "These are professionals who spoke in good faith and had always said that it is not possible to predict an earthquake." He made a dire prediction of his own. "This is the end," Maiani said, "of scientists giving consultations to the state." Further resignations are expected. And one other detail, the Italian court demanded fines and compensation from the scientists, suggesting that in Italy, scientists might be liable for damages from natural disasters.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.